this is weird. I seem to find myself compelled over this hill to... What the hell? This looks like a downed spaceship.
Greetings, wicked walls of Earth. I am Abin Sur, John Cusack of Sector 2814. You have been chosen.
You're the... Wait, what? You don't look anything like John Cusack.
Using the power of Cusack, I can alter my appearance at will.
And what? Are you... You look like you've been injured.
Mortally.
What has laid you out like this?
Serendipity.
That was a pretty shitty movie.
I never fully recovered from the expenditure of power it took to bring off being John Malkovich.
Well, it was worth it. So, what, are you telling me that there's a legion of John Cusacks to protect the universe?
Yes, I am.
That's kind of like the Green...
Yes, except Ron Mars doesn't show up every so often and fuck everything up.
That's a bonus.
Indeed.
So, let me guess, there's a race of Robert Downey Jr.'s who are your arch foes, right?
James Spader's, but you were close.
We've seen you, staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Hey folks, Widget Walls here. Sorry that we are so freaking late with this podcast. It's embarrassing, but oh god, Dragon Con was last weekend, and I had all of these wonderful plans about how I could actually be well rested and have some time to decompress afterwards, and all of that got shot to shit. So, you know what they say, the best laid plans of mice and men normally get kicked in the nuts. I think that's, I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much it. So yes, this is Widget Walls. Dragon Con was amazing. It was astounding. Thanks to everyone who came out to party with us at the Film Fest and at our panels. We're still working on trying to get the panels, which we recorded, up as podcasts, so you can experience the insanity that is a movie panel and a book club from hell panel from all of us. And if you listen to the latest Widge Goes Off, the giant-sized annual, in which it was basically us sitting around in a room complaining about science fiction for an hour, you kind of have an idea of what to expect. So hopefully somewhat enlightening. So the show is called Weekend Justice. I'm revealing that because it really doesn't work unless you've got badass theme music. And I was waiting for badass theme music, and I have badass theme music. I mean, Jesus Christ, did you hear that? That's a Promoter of Earthbound Causes by Clutch off of Blast Tyrant. And I swear to God, I've been a fan for a long time of Clutch. And I, ever since Doc introduced me to their self-titled album, went back and found their stuff before then. And it just seemed like every single album they came out with was even better. And Blast Tyrant, though, I think I've settled on as my absolute favorite, which is saying much and yet not saying a lot, because they're all just badass albums. So Blast Tyrant, I will make sure that there is a link to their website and also to where you can buy the album itself up on the podcast post. So I am extremely psyched that Clutch gave their blessing to use that as our theme music here, because we're trying to wake you up. We're trying to get your blood pumping so that you can, when this show normally airs, which would be would show up on Friday morning, you would have a little something to listen to as you drive into work and make plans, and you'd be psyched to get through your Friday because the work week is an absolute living hell. So there you go. Very excited about that. Very psyched. And so I was like, you know, even though I'm on sick, I've got the post Dragon Con crap and just feeling like I've been hit in the head with a brick. I was like, well, I've got music now. I've got to do it, and I've got to get back on the ball here. So I am heavily self-medicated here. So hopefully that will make all the difference. So what do we have to talk about this weekend for as we go into Friday night, which is totally screwed up for me because for some reason I'm thinking it's Saturday. I keep thinking I'm even later than I actually am. So what have we got to talk about here? Well, so audiobooks, first of all, The Night Listener, which if you blinked, you probably missed it hitting theaters, hitting the cinema. This hits from Harper Audio. It's 9.5 hours. It comes in at 9 compact discs. It's written by, and I hope I'm saying this correctly, Armistead Maupin. No, not Maupin. Maupin or something like that. M-A-U-P-I-N. Whatever the. Why am I always stuck with the names that I can't completely read? It was starring Robin Williams, Toni Collette, and Joe Morton. And basically, Robin Williams is a radio show personality type person. He's got a teenage boy who's a big fan of his. And it turns out that all is not what it seems with the kid. And so when he tries to track down what the truth behind everything is, hijinks ensue, I guess you would say. So that is from Harper Audio, and I've heard good things about that. For kids on the audiobook side, also from Harper, Stone Fox and Top Secret from John Reynolds Gardner. It's part of the illness I have. I can't talk. The main interest in this, of course, at least for me, being the Law & Order fan that I am, is B.D. Wong, who plays the shrink-type guy on SVU, and also has done some theater work as well, is reading these, and these stories are unabridged. And to my knowledge, the Top Secret portion of this has nothing to do with the Val Kilmer movie of the same name, so just be aware of that. And for the throwaway thriller, you know what I'm talking about, the kind of thing that you can pick up in the airport bookstore if anyone's still flying these days, what with things being what they are, or you can't, you know, what is it, you can't bring toothpaste on the airplane anymore? What the hell is up with that? Anyway, this is James Patterson's, well, he co-wrote it with A Judge and Jury, co-wrote it with Andrew Gross, basically one of those, you know, dime novels, the equivalent of a dime novel, which you got an FBI agent who's captured a mob boss, and they're about to go to trial, and you've got the professional hit guy who comes out to make sure that the trial never takes place like it's supposed to. And, of course, you've got the requisite twists and turns that are going on, and you won't remember any of it by the time that you finish. It's the kind of thing that would be, you know, like I said, if you're hanging out on the beach and you just need a mindless thriller to check out, it would be exactly what you would be looking for. And it's read by Joe Mantegna, and that comes unabridged. And, again, that's from Hatchet Audio. So, books. Let's talk about art for a second from Viper Comics. Josh Howard, who, if you're familiar with him, he did Dead at 17, which is it's kind of like to Viper Comics what Freddy Krueger was to New Line Cinema. It was a runaway hit because, let's face it, I mean, as I said multiple times when talking about the comic, undead schoolgirl chick bisecting zombie skulls with an axe. I mean, how can you lose with that proposition? I'm serious. So if you checked out his first art book, this is his second volume of it. It's called Mosh Girls and Monsters, and it's pretty much divided into exactly what it says. I mean, there's chicks and then there's monsters. And it's Josh Howard, so it's kind of that really cool, angular, anime-influenced type of thing, which is kind of, I don't know, kind of sexy and wrong at the same time. And, you know, guys out there, you know that sexy and wrong go together like, you know, like you got your peanut butter and my chocolate, you got your chocolate and my peanut butter. It's excellent stuff. So that's from Viper Comics. Also, we're talking to comics from a kind of a sideways perspective. Brad Meltzer, who is one of my favorite people in the world because of how he ruined the DC Universe with Identity Crisis. This is out from Hatchet Books. It's his new book, Book of Fate. And, you know, I would hope that he'd be so busy writing prose that he would wouldn't have time to do anything else with comics. But apparently he's writing the new Justice League series. So let's everyone go buy this so maybe he'll make more money doing novels and stay away from comics. We can only hope. But it's called The Book of Fate. And basically it's kind of, I don't know, mystery thriller type of thing. It involves the Freemasons. And pretty much you can put the Freemasons or the Knights Templar or some weird twisted secret society into any book or anything these days. And it's pretty destined to sell. But, you know, and of course there's a code involved, and it's not Da Vinci, it's Thomas Jefferson. So, you know, Da Vinci Code type thriller with secret societies with an American flavor. You know, kind of, I don't know, kind of like the Burger and Fries version of Da Vinci Code. I have no idea. But anyway, so that's out from Hatchet Books. And again, please buy multiple copies of this and maybe he'll leave comics alone. We can only hope. Now for how-to stuff, for art, drawing, such, The Best of Draw Volume 2 is out from Tomorrow's. This actually is an excellent book for anybody who's interested in you know, animation or comics, any kind of, well, I mean, it's called Draw, so any kind of drawing that you're doing, this will help you out. It's basically professional how-to stuff, and it's actually quite good. I can't draw to save my freaking life, but even I find something interesting in this. I learn something from reading these individual issues as they come out. And this one has got stuff from issues 3 and 4, which you can't get anymore because it's sold out. So you've got folks like Dick Giordano, you've got Eric Larson, Kevin Nolan, who is excellent. Lots of stuff in here that would help you out. And honestly, if you are an artist of some sort, budding artist, or you know, even somebody with some chops, you might want to check this out because Tomorrow's puts out excellent stuff. So that's The Best of Draw Volume 2. On the sidetrack side of things, Hollywoodland opens this weekend. It and Black Dahlia look like we might have some excellent noir films to enjoy. Adrian Brody, Diane Lane, Ben Affleck are in this, and it's you know, songs that you probably have in your collection already. Some John Coltrane's on here, Little Richard, The Platters, and such. So it's all music from the time period, but you know. It's excellent stuff. I've not seen the film, but I'm looking forward to it. Oh, and Bob Hoskins as well. That's right. I just saw him in the commercial. So that's out from Decca Records, the Hollywoodland soundtrack. So now let's talk retro. Regular retro, scary retro. First up, from Rick Springfield's Working Class Dog. And I know what you're saying. You're like, Rick Springfield, what the hell? Bop till you drop? What the fuck's wrong with you, Widge? But no, I mean, seriously, you have to admit, come on, Jesse's Girl is a great freaking song. I'm sorry, I'm going to go to the wall on this one. Jesse's Girl is a great freaking song. This edition just came out in July. It's the remastered bit. It's got 3 bonus tracks on it, including a demos version of Jesse's Girl. And like I said, I just recently pulled down an MP3 of him doing an acoustic version of Jesse's Girl. I don't know where it was from. I think it was live. And it sounds great. It's still a great song. So, you know, bite me if you don't like it. But anyway, so that is out from RCA. And like I said, it sounds better than ever and comes with 3 bonus tracks, 2 of which have never been released before. Now, something we can worry about, the scary retro side of the house. Get Lucky by Loverboy. And the only reason I bring this up is because when I got this, you know, the review copy of this, I was like, oh my God, I had forgotten that it's a guy's leather pant clad ass on the cover. I mean, you know, I'm glad that there's like a hand in the way so that we don't get the full on effect of that. And I don't know, ladies, maybe this was something for you in the 80s, but I mean, it's a guy's leather clad ass on the cover of this thing. What the hell is up with that? I'm absolutely terrified. That comes from Sony, and yeah, Working for the Weekend was a decent song, but I mean, it's even, what is that color? Does that color look, what is the color of this, of the leather? Is that red? Is that faded red? I don't even know. Is that a leather red? I don't know. Terrifying. That's why it's scary retro. Now, to get that you know, off our minds. Here's a box set for you that you need to be aware of from Time Life. It's Jerry Lee Lewis, Half Century of Hits. And if you like Jerry Lee Lewis, and I, you know, I don't see how you couldn't, at least we can all agree that his music rocks. It's three disc set with pretty much everything on here that you would want to have from Jerry Lee Lewis. Whole lot of shaking going on, Great Balls of Fire, including bonus tracks and five unreleased recordings. And apparently, some of these are from 1952 when he was 16. So this is the full on career anthology, as it says, 66 tracks in all. And apparently the first disc closes out with an argument between him and the president of Sun Records. So that about, from what I can tell, religion. So that should be fascinating. As far as graphic novels go, Stickman Graphics, you might recall, came out with a Stonehaven graphic novel a while back, which we really enjoyed. And they followed up with the sequel, Subterranean Hearts. And basically Stonehaven is a city in which pretty much you've got everything living in one place, dwarves, elves, humans, and it's basically that, but you know, a large metropolitan city, kind of like New York or something like that. And there's something under the city that's not a happy thing. And if you can imagine, you know, what would be essentially the equivalent of the alligators that that you flush down the toilet and are running around, the legendary stuff that's hanging out under a large city, you can imagine, especially a city like this that's got all this magic and shit like that in it, you can imagine that it would have to be something pretty bad. And so you see the detective Victor from the first book return, and kind of all roads lead to the sewers, and where they try to figure out what the hell's going on, because people are disappearing. So it's actually quite good. So I recommend this if you like kind of detective stories and kind of the fantasy genre. This is a nice mashup of it, and it's a little different from the first time around in that this one has, you know, a bit more action to it, and kind of like an Aliens type of flavor to it when they get into the sewer. So it's actually quite cool. One of the cool things about Dragon Con this year was I got to meet Javier, who is the guy who is a writer for Lost and also wrote The Middleman for Viper Comics. We're back to Viper Comics here, and we really enjoyed the first series of Middleman, and here we are, and the second series has been collected into a paperback edition. And for those who aren't familiar with Middleman, it's basically, I don't know, it's kind of a wacky, it's kind of like Men in Black if Robert Anton Wilson had gotten a crack at it. I mean, that's the way I think about it. I mean, when you've got, you know, Mexican wrestlers, luchadores, running around with, you know, robot receptionists and, you know, intelligent monkeys and all kinds of crazy shit. That's the kind of stuff you run into in the world of the Middleman, and hellacious fun. So check out the second volume of that. It's highly recommended. Going back to Tomorrow's for another type of collection thing. It's Jack Kirby Collector 46. And if you dig Jack Kirby, then you need to be picking up these things, because especially this one takes a close look at all of his Fourth World work. That includes the New Gods, Darkseid, who everyone knows, Frank Welker, the Forever People, and stuff like that. It's got an interview with Kirby in it. It's got a story from the 50s that hasn't been reprinted since it first, you know, appeared, and all of the, you know, art, rare art, and bits of content that you've come to expect from Tomorrow's. So Kirby fans, this is an absolute must. And lastly, as far as magazines go, Comic Book Nerd, which is from Pete Von Schally. We featured one of his things, I think, just the other week. But basically, at first I wasn't sure what to think about this, because it's just a parody of fan magazines of comic books. But, you know, I was flipping through this going, who is this for? It's 68 pages of nothing but wall-to-wall parody. And I was like, God, I'm not sure what to think about this, but there was one panel that sold me on this as part of a story about dinosaurs and comics, and I'll see if I can't scan that in and post it. And basically, if you understand why this panel is funny as hell, then this magazine is definitely for you, because that was what sold it. So you'll have to just trust me on that. It's about dinosaurs and comics. Take a look at it and see if that makes any sense to you. You'll see. So, on to DVDs. Oh, wow. First thing we've got from Buena Vista, Jeff Fahey. What happened, dude? This is Scorpius Gigantus, which is could be loosely translated as budgetus non-existence. And Aaron, if you're listening, our buddy Dan, it's from the producer of Piranha and Dino Croc. And this is quality adverse video stuff here, folks, because the executive producer is Roger Corman. So Corman equals quality, okay? But basically, it's giant insects that are created as a bioweapon, and they get out of control, of course, because that's what insect bioweapons do, right? And then the Delta Force has to go in and clean up. So it's kind of like Starship Troopers on Earth, but not. And like I said, Roger Corman, adverse video veteran. We love his stuff. On the animation side of the house from Fox, a big-ass box set here called Broken Saints, which is the full series, comes in at 10 hours, and it's got an obvious anime feel to it, as you can see very quickly by even from looking at the cover. It's obvious what was on these guys' minds. Comes all 10 hours of the series across 4 discs. It's got audio commentary across the whole thing with the guys who did the series. Featurettes, documentaries, interviews, and more. And it's basically, worldwide conspiracy type of thing. And the whole thing's done in Flash. So there you have it. It's out from Fox. A Brit pick from BBC Video is All Creatures Great and Small, Series 6. Got 12 episodes, the whole series across 4 discs. It's Christopher Timothy and Robert Hardy, and basically the series, which of course is about James Herriot, I think it is. I think that's how you say it. I'm bad with names, remember. Based on his book and his experiences of being a vet in the 40s and 50s in Britain, and this moves into the 50s as the series continues. So if you haven't checked this out, even, you know, whether you're an animal lover like Dendrane or you just like good television, and of course it's the BBC, so it's obviously good television, so you should check it out. As far as classic cartoons go, your pick for this weekend, we'd mentioned before and when it came up during the heads up, is Hong Kong Phooey, because really you can't ever say enough about freaking Hong Kong Phooey. Comes with all 31 episodes because it's the complete series. Comes on 2 discs. You've got commentary on 3 episodes. You've got a retrospective documentary and a storyboard for a complete episode. And the only thing we're missing is an interview with Scatman Crothers, who, of course, was the voice of Hong Kong Phooey. And I've said this before. I pray to God that the companies out there are getting folks on, getting them recorded. You know, save it and double dip us later if you have to. But just get everybody on tape talking about their experiences before we lose them. Because it's a damn shame that we don't have anything from Scatman on here. Straight up DVD, Universal's got Radioland Murders, which was executive produced by George Lucas before he lost his mind. And basically you've got Brian Benben from Dream On and Mary Stuart Masterson, who is always... but basically you've got a network, a radio network that's about to get launched, and people start turning up dead. And our hero, played by Benben, has to figure out who's done it. And it's a nice little homage to radio programs of the day. It's funny, it's got a great cast, and it's good for a weekend rental. And that's out again from Universal. For family viewing, we'll look to Disney for the Shaggy Dog remake they did with Tim Allen, which, all I can say is at least on the cover of the box, they didn't have that really terrifying thing they did for the movie poster, which was the dog with Tim Allen's eyes. That shit's just wrong. It amazed me who's in this. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. and Danny Glover. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're doing it for the kids, for the kids. But anyway, so if your kids like Tim Allen, if they like dog movies, you could do worse than this, I guess. Comes with deleted scenes. It does have an audio commentary and a blooper reel. So it's kind of terrifying. But again, the family picks are for you people with kids. So, you knew what you were doing when you had kids. So I can't help you beyond that. So for those of you who have kids that you didn't drown when they were small and they've grown up to be, teenagers, teenage girls, our pick for them is the Bring It On All or Nothing, which is terrifying, Although, like I said before, Hayden Panettiere or whatever her name is. I don't know how to say people's names. The little girl from Remember the Titans. We had talked about her before. Anyway, I hope she got paid. But you know, girls seem to like films like this. The prerequisite music, the prerequisite cute guys or whatever, and, you know, the prerequisite social conflict or whatever. Anyway, this is from Universal. It's got a gag reel. It's got behind-the-scenes footage and other stuff on it as well. But, you know, they'll probably just watch it over and over again. They have a tendency to do that. On the music side of the house, from Acorn Media, there's the Sewedo Gospel Choir. Their live concert film, Blessed, which, you know, if you like world music, regardless of your opinions about religion or whatever else, you know, African choirs kick ass. And they can, with like four or five people, put out more sound than you know, most choirs that you get here of any race. And they feel it and they believe it, which is nice. So this is from their 2005 tour. It's got three featurettes, so behind the scenes stuff, and takes you through how the group got its start. So if you like world music, and who doesn't, then you should check this out. On the noir side of the house is a badass two-disc special edition from Universal of Double Indemnity, starring Fred McMurray, Edward G. Robinson, Barbara Stanwyck, and it's a very, very nice digitally remastered set here. It's got two feature commentaries. I love the commentaries, and these are both, it's between the two of them, there's three film historians, which is very nice. There is basically a featurette about Hollywood at the time, and the second disc has got the 1973 made-for-TV version starring Richard Crenna. So that's pretty sweet. For lovers of the genre, there is that. And last but not least, your TV pick is the final season of The Pretender. Fourth season comes with 19 episodes across four discs, has commentary on certain episodes, and has some featurettes as well. And for those who don't know, basically it was about this guy who could, well, he was a genius, and he could basically take on any role that he wanted and be perfectly convincing as anything, whether it's surgeon, a cop, or what have you, and tries to help people. And so in a lot of ways, it's like a condensed Catch Me If You Can, but with not as good a soundtrack. But, you know, I know lots of folks who enjoyed the show. So if you're a fan of the show, the rest of it is here, so be sure to check it out. And that's it. I survived, barely. I'm sure I probably sound like shit. But anyway, so that's it. That is Weekend Justice for this weekend. We'll be back on our normal time Friday morning come this coming week, barring me falling over from not getting enough sleep. I'm getting too old for this shit. Anyway, I wanted to say thanks again to Clutch for letting me use their song for our theme music here because it's absolutely badass. I wanted to say thanks to everybody who came out again for Dragon Con because that was a hellacious amount of fun. Paul Dini and Misty Lee, and also to the guys from Venture Brothers, Doc Hammer and Jackson Public, Dana Snyder, the voice of Master Shake from Aqua Teen, the folks from Adult Swim, everybody. We had a great time. And, you know, for those of you that are listening, if you have any comments, suggestions, questions, whatnot, you can reach me at widgesucks@needcoffee.com. widgesucks@needcoffee.com. So there you have it. That's Weekend Justice. I hope you're having a great weekend, and we will see you when I start to catch up on the Heads Up podcasts here this weekend. So stay close. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.